Today's shiur is Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Beis. We will begin on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, I would say about 15 lines from the bottom. Eser Ramashash L'Rava. We learned in the previous shiur, Eshchimera, we've been learning this actually for a while, Eshchimera that gives over all of his assets to someone else. The halacha is that if the shchimera recovers, the din is that he can take back, retract on that gift. Furthermore, we learned that if a shchimera doesn't just give away his assets, but he gives away some of his assets, or if he gives away some of his assets, then the halacha is that the shchimera cannot retract. It's actually what we learned in the Mishnah. Then we learned that there's a new category of a mitzvah machmas misa. Mitzvah machmas misa, we learned, is somebody who clearly expresses, and we'll discuss this more in a moment, that the gift he's giving away is because he is not well and he expects to die. There we learned the halacha is that even if he gave away not all of his assets, if he, in Mitzvah Hashem, recovers, he could retract his gift. Ask the Gemara. Eser Mishash L'Rava. Ma'isam Imin Shabnei Rachel. There was a situation with the mother of the Bnei Bnei Rachel. She was a shchimera. Vamati nosin ki binosi libiti. Give my pin to my daughter. Vahu b'shneim asim mana. The pin was a very expensive mana. A very expensive pin. It was worth 12 mana. Umeisin she died. V'kaim with v'reha. And they followed what they said. Even though this is a situation, the Gemara is assuming, that she had other assets. And if she had other assets, so a shchimera, the special situation of a shchimera, is only in a situation where she gives away all of her assets, as I said a moment ago. If she's not giving everything away, and it's therefore not in the category of a matanas shchimera, it's a matanas bari. A matanas bari requires a kinyan. Here there was no kinyan. All she said, as we learned, the Gemara says, she said that my pin should be given to my daughter. So the Gemara's question is that if this is in the category of a matanas shchimera b'miksis, so on one hand, correct, the din that a shchimera, if he or she recovers, could go back, doesn't apply. But on the other hand, the din is that what they do give away can only be given away like everyone else can make a transaction, only with a kinyan. And here there was no kinyan. Answers the Gemara. Hasam b'metzava machlas misam. There was a situation that she made it clear that she was giving it away because she was passing away. She mentioned that she's passing away. And therefore, even though she didn't give everything she owned away, and normally for something to be considered a matana shchimera, you have to give everything away, this situation, this category which we now have learned about, mitzava machmas misa, teaches us that even if the person who's ill only gives away some of their assets and didn't make a kinyan, it will be a valid statement. And if the person dies, the statement is considered a declaration to be followed. And if on the other hand, Baruch Hashem, they recover, they could go back on what they said. So it's mitzvah machlas misa, not just shchimera. Again, as I said earlier, the simple case, which the Rashbam says, what is the simple case of mitzvah machmas misa? The simple case of Mitzvah Machmas Misa is where the person clearly indicates that they're dying. Two interesting machlokas rishonim that I saw around the concept, around the category of Mitzvah Machmas Misa. One shaila is, one machlokas rishonim is if a person is very ill for 3 days, in bed for 3 days. And then when they make the declaration, they don't explicitly say that they're making it Machmas Misa, but they've been in bed for 3 days. Does that automatically become a situation with Tzav Machmas Misa? The Rosh seems to learn that it doesn't. The Rambam says it does. Another interesting Machlokas Rishonim I saw is, let's say you have Baruch Hashem on the contrary, a healthy person. But the healthy person, I guess he's a hypochondriac, and when he makes this declaration that he's being mitzava machmas misa, he makes a declaration that he's being mitzava machmas misa. Will that fall into the category of mitzava machmas misa? Some rishonim say that clearly if the person who's making that declaration is indicating that they're making declaration because they assume that they're going to die, it falls into the category of mitzava machmas misa. Other rishonim say that if the person is not sick, it doesn't make a difference what he says. You can't call him a mitzava machmas misa. Continues the Gemara. Eisvei Ravina L'Rava. It says in a Mishnah, Haimet Nuget Zel Ishti. If somebody says, give this get to my wife, Shtar Shechra Zel L'Avdi, and give this Shtar Shechra to my Evet, Umeis, and then he passes away, Da'loch is L'Yitin L'Ach Misa. We can't give the get after the person passes away. Somebody asks the shlich to give the get on his behalf to his wife, and before the shlich can actually give the get, the husband passed away, you can't give the get anymore. Very fundamental machloikas rishonim. Why? One opinion stated in the rishonim, because ain't get lachemisa. You can't divorce a wife after the husband is dead. Another explanation given the rishonim is that this person, this husband, appointed a shlich. But if his debt, once he dies, the shlichus expires. The nafkamina between these two pshatim actually is a machloikus between the Rambam and the Torah. The Rambam and the Torah discuss a situation: if a husband appointed a shlich to give a get to his wife, and before the shlich could actually deliver the get, the husband became a shaita. Can the shlich still deliver the get? The Rambam says, midaraisa, the get is a valid get. It's only midrabbanan that should not be given. The Torah says that even midaraisa, it's invalid. Says the Ktzayish, what is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah? The machlokes between the Rambam and Torah is the two explanations that we just quoted from the Rishonim. According to the Rishonim, that say that the problem here is that because ein get lachemisa, here the husband is not dead. And that's why according to the Rambam, midaraisa, the get's a valid get. Whereas, according to the Torah, the problem in this case is that once the person dies, shlichim cannot work on behalf of a person who's no longer alive. And this person, and a shaita is in the same category. A shaita can't have a shlich working on his behalf. And that's why the Torah says that if the husband, Rachman Shalom, became a shaita, the get is possible midaraisa. Continues the Braisa. If this person says, Tnu money leploini mace, if he instructed give a money to the person and he passed away, the loch is yitnu lachemisa. It should be given after he passes away. So again, the question is, ostensibly, he has other assets besides this money. So it can't fall into the category of matana shchimera. If it can't fall into the category of matana shchimera, so then why just a declaration is adequate? Says the Gemara, might like Kanye. Maybe it's referring to a situation that yes, this is not all of his assets, and that's why it isn't automatically in the category of matana shchimera. But he made a kinyan, and since he made a kinyan. The halacha will be that it's a valid transaction. Says the Gemara, it doesn't make sense to explain that that Mishnah is referring to a situation where this person made a kinyan. Because the Gemara combines the Mishnah combines the case of Tnu Mona Leploini to the case of Tnu Getza Lishti. Dumi the Get, the Gemara, the Mishnah put into the same din. Ma Get, by Get La Bar Kinyan, which means as follows. A husband, how does a husband give a get to his wife? So the Torah says, V'nosim b'yada, you have to put it into her hand. The Gemara and Masechta Gittin tells us you don't necessarily have to put it into her hand. You could put it into a chutz or into a property. But you have to give it to her. You have to give it to her. Here, a kinyan itself, if a husband, let's say, wants to give a get to his wife, so make a kinyan suder, make a kinyan chalipin. It's not a valid way of delivering a get to the wife. So obviously, that Mishnah is not referring to a situation that he made a kinyan. So we're back to where we started. If the mana that he gave doesn't represent all of what the Shchimera owns, the halach is just speaking, just making declarations alone is not enough. You have to make a kinyan. And we just proved that Mishnah is not referring to a situation where a kinyan was made. So why is it a valid declaration? Says the Gemara again, the Torah that we've been learning, it's referring to a situation, which we learn, is a notch above Matana Shchimera, whereas a Matana Shchimera requires that the Shchimera give away everything, that it should fall into the category of Matana Shchimera, where a kinyan is not required. A Matana of a Mitzava Machmas Misa doesn't require that he give everything away. Even if he just gives away some of what he has, the halacha will be that's considered a valid declaration. So our Gemara just said that somebody who gives a get doesn't have to give everything, can't give a get through a kinyan. The Rishonim debate, what does the Gemara mean? Many Rishonim take the Gemara at face value. You can't make a kinyan. But I did see Rishonim that suggest that a kinyan suder is what the kinyan chalipin is what the Gemara means is not applicable. Why? Because a kinyan suder represents a business transaction. And a get is not a business transaction. However, a kinyan agaf, which would mean that let's say somebody owns a piece of property and he says to the wife, I'll be matna you this piece of property. And agav, the piece of property, you should become the owner of the get. There the halacha would be that it's a valid way of delivering the get. Says the Gemara, to wrap up the din of Mitzava Machmas Misa. Rav Huna Beredu, Yeshua Omar, Mitzava Machmas Misa Ba'alma Boy Kinyan. A Mitzava Machmas Misa, if they're not giving everything away, does require a kinyan. Unlike what we're learning. We come back to Akasha. The basis of the Terutzin that we've been learning on the last few back and forth Shakla Vataria was that we've always said the Mitzava Machmas Misa is different than a Shchimera. That a Shchimera, in order not to have to make a kinyan, has to give everything away. A Mitzava Machmas Misa doesn't have to give everything away. But if we're not going to accept this teretz, so how will we answer all these mishnayos? We're going to have to explain that all these v'chitanya haina misnisa, how are we going to understand all these mishnayos and brises, that they indeed refer to situations of mechalikah mechasef, that the shchimera is giving everything away, that then it's a real matanas the woman, matanas shchimera, when he gives everything away, or she gives everything away, there, it's considered matana shchimera even without a kinyan. Matana shchimera shavua. However, says the Gemara, that isn't the halacha. The halacha is matana shchimera mitzvahs. If a shchimera doesn't give everything away, it doesn't fall into the category of matana shchimera. And in order for it to be a valid transaction by kinyan, davgav the mason, even if the shchimera ultimately passes away, if there was no kinyan, his declaration remains meaningless. However, a mitzava machmas misa, which we've been learning, is a notch above a matana shchimera, loy by kinyan. And therefore, v'hu de meis, if he passes away, his declaration is valid, even though it wasn't accompanied with a kinyan. And on the other hand, amad, if a mitzava machmas misa recovers, chayzer, he can retract his statement, even if he was made a kinyan. It's obvious that if he made his declaration because it's a mitzava machmas misa, and even if that declaration was accompanied with a kinyan, it's still in the category mitzava machmas misa that the halacha is if the person recovers, he can retract. Ask the Gemara, Itmar, Matanash Chimera Shekosu Bakinyan. There's a fundamental machloikis, Rashbam and Tosfos, how to understand the case that the Gemara will now be discussing. The Rashbam says that the Gemara here is referring to a situation where the Matana, that the Shchimera gave away everything. Because, says the Rashbam, if the Shchimera was only giving away some of his assets, coupled with a kinyan, our Gemara just finished teaching us the previous sugya, that that's considered a matanas bari. There would be no question that that's completely the same as any gift given by anyone. Here we're referring to a situation that the Shchimera gave away everything. So under normal circumstances, just to frame the Gemara, under normal circumstances, that should be considered a matanas Shchimera. But a matanas Shchimera doesn't require a kinyan. Here the issue is that coupled to his declaration, he made a kinyan. And that requires us to analyze what do we do with this kinyan. That's, as I said, the Rashbam pshat, and that's the pshat that we're going to learn with. And the Rashbam points out that even though the Gemara uses the word shekosba kinyan, which is a kinyan shtar, it's not only kinyan shtar that the Gemara is asking its question. The issue that the Gemara is raising is regarding any kinyan. It's the most likely kinyan that would be used in such a circumstance as a shtar. That's how the Rashbam learns. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that the Gemara is now referring to a situation of Matana Shchimera b'miksas, that he only gave away part of his assets. And Avada says, Tosfos, as we just finished learning, that if a Shchimera gives away only part of his assets, and he made a kinyan, the halacha would be that's considered like a Matanas Bari. However, here he didn't make a regular kinyan. Here he wrote it in a shtar, which doesn't have the full force, perhaps, of a kinyan. And therefore, the Gemara's question, according to Tosfos, is if the din that we just finished learning, that a shchimera that gave away some of his assets, it's considered a matanas bari, does that apply only when he made a real kinyan? Or will that then even apply if he just wrote it into a shtar? Again, as I said, we're going to learn the Rashbam Pshat. Says the Gemara, Rav Mishmei de Rav Ami, Akvei Atrei Rikshi. He has the strength of a Matanah Shchimera and Matanah Bari. Tomorrow we'll explain Rav and Shmuel's opinion immediately. Shmuel, on the other hand, says, Lo Yudanamei Odenba. I don't know how to treat this situation. Now the Gemara explains what he just said. Rav Mishmei de Rav Ami, Akvei Atrei Rikshi. We treat it like a double powerful statement. On one hand, we treat it harayik matanis bari. We treat it like a matanis bari. On the other hand, harayik matanis shchimera, we treat it like a matanis shchimera. And Rav explains himself. Harayik matanis bari, we treat it like a matanis bari, that the halach is shem amaran chayzer. If a healthy person enters into a transaction, there is no halach that he could back out. If you enter into a transaction, it remains permanent. Here too, since a kinya was made, it's treated like a matanas bari. On the other hand, says Rav, harei matanas shchimera, it is treated like a matanas shchimera. Shem omar havasal aplani, havasal aplani. As Rishonim explain, a matana, a malva, a haksuva bishtar, is very easy to be sold. A receivable that's in a document is very easy to be sold. It's like any other tangible item that can be sold. But as we've been learning in our parak, a halva peh is very difficult to be transferred. Halva peh is very difficult to be transferred because a kinyan can't affect something that's intangible and there is no document to sell. So the Gemara taught us there's only one way of transferring a halva peh, which is a mamet shloshtim. That if somebody owes me money and I want that the money owed to me should be given to someone else, if the three of us are standing here, then we'll have a kinyan, a mamet shloshtim. And let's say all three of us are not standing here. There is no halachically acceptable means for transferring this kinyan. Teaches us, Rav, that the halvah peh, the kinyan that was done, is meaningless. Because halvah peh cannot be transferred through a regular kinyan. For that, we consider the person a shchimera, that his declaration is enough to transfer halvah peh. However, points out the Ravid, beautiful point that the Ravid makes. He says, if as far as the halvah peh transfer, we're relying on the rule of matana shchimera, so you can't have it both ways. If we're relying for halvah peh of this shchimera, for his halvah pehs, on the fact that he's a shchimera, then at least for the halvah peh component of his portfolio, the halach will be that if he gets better, if he recovers, he can retract. Yes, the other part of his portfolio that he made a kinyan on, so that, Rav says, is considered like a matanas bari, that the halach, that if he gets better, he can't retract, doesn't apply to it. But to this part of the portfolio, the regular din of shchimera will apply. Shmuel, on the other hand, says, I don't know how to look, how to analyze the situation. Why? How do we look at this person? On one hand, we could suggest that he meant the shtar. Ven shtar achamisa, he meant to rely on the kinyan, and a kinyan is not effective lachamisa. And therefore, we don't know what to do here. However, the Noida Behuda says we need to understand what Shmuel means that's a suffix. Do we say, says the Noida Behuda, that this is like any other situation of a suffix? We don't know if we should treat it like a matana shchimera, we don't know, or not. And therefore, the halacha is everything should be left status quo. But the halacha normally by a suffix is that im tofas lamafkirmenei. If there's a question if you're entitled to the money, where you shouldn't take it, but if you did take it, I have no right to take it back. Says the Nadi Yehuda, perhaps here too, that should be the din. On the other hand, says the Nadi Yehuda, we shouldn't understand what Shmuel says as a suffix in every situation. That means if there's a shchimera that did such an act, that he gave matana shchimera coupled with a shtar, coupled with a kinyan. Rather, maybe what Shmuel means, says the Nadi Yehuda, is that all such situations are sort of a new halacha category than lo yodan mai odin ba, and there halacha will be that if somebody would toughest, he would seize the money, he couldn't be able to keep it. Furthermore, the Rav Moshe makes a very interesting observation. The Rav Moshe says that if somebody, we've had a discussion, machloikas rishonim, how to understand the mechanics, the mechanism of matana shchimera. I think it's a machlokes Torah Beis Yosef. Some rishonim suggest that the shchimera is like Yerusha. It only becomes effective lachamisa. And therefore here, we can understand the Gemara very well, says Dimri Moshe. Lachamisa, if we're going to rely on the shtar, you can't make kinyonim after the giver is dead. But the other rishonim, says Dimri Moshe, suggests that the mechanics of matana shchimera are that they only become the receiver. The receiver only could take it after the shchimera passes away, but it comes his retroactively from when the shchimera made the declaration. So ask the Rav Moshe, according to those opinion, what's the problem? The shchimera is effective for when he is still alive, and the shtar is halachically acceptable for when he's alive. So why would Shmuel say it's a problem? Says the Rav Moshe, even according to those opinion of the Rishonim, that it happens retroactively from when the shchimera made the statement, death is an important component to the matana shchimera being effective. And if death is an important component, we have the rule of ein shtar lachamisa. Very interesting machloikis, Beis Yosef and Ramah. Beis Yosef says that a shchimera went and said that he's giving his assets to tzedakah, and combined with giving those assets to tzedakah, he made a kinyan. Since, as we're going to learn, the halacha follows the opinion of Shmuel, so we can't treat it like, says the Beis Yosef, that the shchimera's assets will go to tzedakah. After Ramah, We just finished learning our Gemara that the Shchimera makes a declaration of giving everything away, but he couples it with a kinyan. Shmuel says, "My loyodan and my odenbo," and it shouldn't be treated like a matana shchimera. So why here is it treated like a matana shchimera? That's the Ramah's question on the Beis Yosef. Rabbi Chanan attempts to answer the Ramah's question on the Beis Yosef, and he says as follows. He says that the Gemara has been teaching us for many dafim what matana shchimera is all about, and the Torah says that a shchimera divrei shchimera kiksuvim kemesurim dami, and on the other hand, we also know that the kinyan makes it into matanas bari, which causes a dilemma according to Shmuel. However, here where the shchimera gave it to tzedaka, and we've learned many times that tzedaka has its own rules, and that by tzedaka, and a declaration of giving something to tzedaka is considered a valid nesina, it becomes the property of the tzedaka, even though a kinyan wasn't made. So the halacha, says the Rilchanan in explaining the opinion of Beis Yosef, is the moment the shchimera made this declaration, it became tzedakas, not because he's a shchimera, and the halacha of divrei shchimera kiksuvim kemesurim dami, that now the fact that he also made a kinyan causes, as Shmuel taught us, a dilemma, my loyodana, my odenbo. Rather, immediately, the halacha, that if somebody makes a declaration, I'm giving the tzedaka, is made, it becomes the property of tzedaka, and anybody else's, any other declarations made afterwards, will be meaningless. Ask the Gemara. V'rami de Rav adarav. The Gemara asks a contradiction in the opinions of Rav, or the Shmuel of the Shmuel. The Shalach Rav Mishmei Dervua. Have yadi. Be aware. Shalach Rav Lozal L'goyel Mishim Rabbeinu. Shchimera Sha'am Akisv Tum Manu Plani. The Shchimera said, give a mana to this person. Umeis, and he passed away. Ein Kaisv V'noisn. We don't do this. Shem Lai Gomla K'noisl El Bishtar. Maybe the Shchimera meant that it should be specifically transferred through a shtar, and we know ein shtar lachamisa. After the person passes away, it's meaningless. Vam Rabbi Yehuda, Amishmul. However, Rabbi Yehuda Amishmul said hilchasa kaisu v'noisden that we do follow it. So ask the Gemara, kash the Rav of the Rav. Here, Rav says that if a Shchimera statement is coupled with a kinyan, we don't give it validity. Whereas in the previous Gemara, we did give it validity. And Shmuel here says that if it's coupled with a statement, with a statement, it is given the din of a matana shchimera. Whereas a moment ago we learned, according to Shmuel, Meyadana Mayadnabo. So as Tosfos points out, the stira that the Gemara is mentioning in Rav's opinion is really obviously answered. And Tosfos in fact says, if the entire question that was bothering the Gemara was the contradiction in the opinion of Rav, the Gemara wouldn't have bothered, because it's obvious what the Teretz is. The Rav lo kasha, had the karmine, if the Shchimera statement was coupled with a kinyan, then indeed Rav would give it all the strength of a matanis Shchimera and a matanis Bari. But this case, there was no kinyan. So it was only a matanis Shchimera. And since it was only a matanis Shchimera, that's why it's not going to be effect. It's only, he wants it to be only a kinyan, and the kinyan wasn't made ein shtar lachamisa. But how do we reconcile Shmuel's opinion? The Shmuel of the Shmuel kasha, but miyapis koichay. Even though Shmuel has told us, very bechidish, the Gemara is teaching us now, that even though Shmuel has told us that a shchimera coupled his declaration with a kinyan causes a dilemma how to look at this situation. When did Shmuel say that? When we have two conflicting situations, a declaration and a kinyan. But if we see that the kinyan's entire purpose, the entire purpose of the kinyan was just to strengthen the declaration, and the Gemara is going to give the example of that in a moment, there everybody will agree that it's treated like a matana shchimera. And indeed, says the Gemara, Yasser Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Achuri de Rava, Yasser Rava Kamei de Rav Nachman, Didn't Shmuel indeed say
that Rav Shchimeraz's declaration, he also said to put it into a shtar. Did he mean that the shtar is what should affect the kinyan? And if the shtar wasn't there before he passed away, then it will be a meaningless transaction, because once a person is dead, he's unable to make kinyanim and shtar lachem isa. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu, Shchimer Hashikosov Necharsiv Lacherim, if Shchimer wrote over all his assets, after Shikonim B'yodai, even though it was coupled with a kinyan, which he learned on top of the Amid. Shmuel says, Lo Yodan my Odenbar, I don't know how to treat this situation. Here Shmuel says that it's treated purely like a Batana Shchimera. What Allah is that an Amad, if he recovers, Chayzer, he can retract on his gift. Because Yidua, we can be certain, Shloya Kinyan al Machs Misa. The Kinyan is only here to support the statement that he's making as a Shchimera. So how do we understand Shmuel's statement? Here Shmuel saying that a kinyan coupled with Matanah Shchimera, with a declaration of a Shchimera, causes problems. And here he's saying that's considered a regular Matanah Shchimera. V'achvoi b'yodei. And he waved his hand. Rashbam just too pshat him, and what does waving the hand mean? One pshat that the Rashbam says he waved his hand as to say it's not a question. Another way the Rashbam says v'achvoi b'yodei is that if it's a situation, which we're going to identify in a moment, that the kinyan is obviously only here to strengthen the declaration, but not to act as an independent kinyan, Shmuel will agree that's a matana shchimera. V'achvel b'yodei, he was waving in his hand to show that the kinyan is only supporting the declaration of the shchimera, and that's why even Shmuel will agree it's treated like a matana shchimera. Vishtik, but he didn't explain himself. Kikom, when he got up, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rava, my achvelach, what did he mean? Amle b'miyapas kaychay. In a situation where it's obvious that the kinyan is here only to support and strengthen the declaration of the shchimera, it's treated like a real matana shchimera. Ask the Gemara heichad b'miyapas kaychay. How do we know that that's what he meant? Amar Rav Chisda, if he added to the declaration, v'kinonim ino mois amantanos sadah. He added the words that on top of this matana shchimera, to strengthen it, I'm making a kinyan. So his words clearly indicate that all he's doing is just strengthening the matana shchimera, that the halacha is that is a shchimera. It remains, even according to Shmuel, a good old-fashioned matana shchimera, with all the halachas matana shchimera applying to it, and the fact that he coupled his declaration with a kinyan doesn't bother Shmuel. The Rishonim mention many different situations where it will be considered miyapas koichai, not just the situation that the Gemara says. One situation is as follows. The Shchimera's declaration could be expressed in one of two ways. It could be expressed as an instruction. It could be expressed as just a memo, declaration. He says, the stronger the declaration, the less the need of a kinyan. Sometime, another pshat that I saw in the Rishonim, it's there's a nafkamina if the Shchimera only spoke, or if he wrote his declaration. Interesting machloikus achroinim, which really goes back to what we discussed at the beginning of our shir. At the beginning of the shir, we identify, we learned this already in the previous year, that there's a new category. The category of Mitzvah Machmas Misa, which the way we finish the sugya on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph from the base on the bottom of the Gemara, the halach is that a Mitzvah Machmas Misa is considered a notch above a regular Matana Shchimera. So the Achroinim debate, what would be the halacha if somebody who's a Mitzvah Machmas Misa coupled his statement with a kinyan? On one hand, we could say that Shmuel will say the same din. That just like a shchimera, where it's obvious that his kinyan was only here to strengthen the statement, it retains the halacha of matana shchimera, we'll say the same by matzava machmas misa. That where it's obvious that he's just saying it to support his original declaration, he'll have the din of a matzava machmas misa, a din of a matana shchimera, with all the advantages of Mitzvah Machmas Misa. On the other hand, I saw there are achroidim that suggest, very interesting pshat, the achroidim suggest And that a mitzvah machnas misa is already so strong. Because as we said at the beginning of the Mishir, a mitzvah, one of the fundamental rules, we learned it in the Mishnah, one of the fundamental rules of a shchimera is that in order that it should be considered a matana shchimera, the shchimera has to give away all of his assets. Mitzvah machmas misa, on the other hand, has the rules, has the dinim of a shchimera without giving everything away. So we see that mitzvah machmas misa is very strong. So how can we suggest, say those achronim, that you need to strengthen your position as a mitzvah machmas misa? You're about as strong as you're going to get. And therefore, the achronim suggest that even though Shmuel now introduced this new concept, the Gemara now introduced this new concept of Miyapas Koichoi, we can't combine Miyapas Koichoi only with a Matana Shchimera, we can't combine it with a Mitzvah Machmas Misa. Pshita, says the Gemara, Kosev Lezeh, the Kosev Lezeh. If a Shchimera first wrote over his assets to one individual, and then he wrote them over to another individual. Hanet Kiyos Rav Dimi Omer, this is what Rav Dimi said, we've learned this thing many times. Daitki mevatelus daitki. A second will of a shemira cancels out the first will. What will be the halacha? Cost of Ezekiel Zeh. Not only did he write, not only did he make a declaration for the first recipient, but he backed it up with a kinyan. Cost of Ezekiel Zeh, cost of Ezekiel Zeh. Rav Amar Rishin Kana. Rav says that since the first one not only had a matana shchimera, but it was backed up with a kinyan, that makes it his, and it can't change. B'shmul amma sheini kana. And the Gemara explains itself. Rav amma rishin kana, because since the first statement was backed up with a kinyan, so the matana spari. Where is there a halacha that you could change your mind, as we've been learning? It's by a shchimera. The shchimera makes a declaration it should go to the first person. Until he dies, we learned this in the previous year, the Shchimera could keep on changing his mind. But here, he didn't just make a declaration. He coupled it with a kinyan. And as we learned at the top of Omen Aleph, Rav teaches us that if a Shchimera makes a declaration coupled with a kinyan, it's treated like a Matanis Bari. The Shmuelama, Sheini Kona. Shmuel, on the other hand, says that it goes to the second one, because Harei Kimetran Shchimera. Because it's still treated like a matana shchimera. What a halach is that a shchimera can keep on changing his mind. Ask the Gemara, "Fliga b'chad zimna." This machlekes we already learned. The matana shchimera shakos b'kinyan. That's the way we began this sugya. The Rav holds that a matana shchimera shakos b'kinyan falls into the category of matana spari. And once we know it falls into the category of matana spari, the halachas of matana spari apply. And the halacha is that if I, Baruch Hashem, a healthy individual, make a kinyan to you, then I can't change my mind if I made a kinyan. So Rav teaches this like a matanis bari. And Shmuel, as he said at the beginning of the shiur, Le'edana Me'odinba, doesn't treat it like a matanis bari. So why does the Gemara have to mention this machlaikas? With the subject that we began the sugya with, how do we treat the matana shchimera that was also coupled with a kinyan? Answers Gemara Tzricha. We need to have the machloikas mentioned both times. Di'etna b'ha, in this case, b'ha kama Rav. Here Rav says the shchimera can't back off. Why can't he back off? Mishum d'karmenei. That there was a full-fledged kinyan. Avol b'ha. We hear there wasn't a full-fledged kinyan. The loy karmenei, a mother of the Shmuel, that should not be treated like a matanis bari. Vietnam baha, baha kama Shmuel. Abba hach, where it was a full-fledged kinyan. Maybe a mother of the Rav, that Shmuel will agree to Rav, that it should be treated like a matanis bari. Teaches us the Gemara, makes no difference. Basura, says the Gemara, mas nahachi. This is the way this version of the machlokes Rav and Shmuel was taught in Surah. However, b'medisa it was learned this way. Amar Rav Imri ba'Abba, Sholchlem ibei Rav l'Shmuel. They sent from the yeshiva of Rav to Shmuel, as the Mefarshim explained. As long as Rav was alive, and Rav was the Rosh Yeshiva in his yeshiva, obviously all questions in halacha that came up were asked to Rav. But after Rav passed away, if there were questions that came up in the yeshiva of Rav that they couldn't answer,
they would send them to Shmuel. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Shchimra Shekosov Kon Chosov Lacherim. The Shchimra, he wrote over all his assets to somebody else. The Karma Yadai. Mahu. What is the Alocha? Shalchulahu. And they responded, En Achakinyan Klum. Sovimine. And they assumed, Hani Mili, the when is there Halacha, that once he made a Kinyan, he can't go back. Hani Mili Lacher. That means, if the Shchimra made a declaration, and not only did he make a declaration, but he coupled it with a Kinyan, and now he wants to change his mind and give his assets to someone else, he can't. Ava la'atzmai, but he himself, if he changes his mind that he wants to give it, that he doesn't want to give away, then even though he made a kinyan, it should render his statement meaningless, and he should have the right to do it. Amala Rav Chisda, Kios Rav Huda Mekufra Pirsha, Bein la'atzmai Bein la'cherim. It makes no difference if he changed his mind that he should get it back, or somebody else should get it back. The halacha is that since he made a kinyan backing up his matana shchimra, so the halacha is he can't back off. Says the Gemara, to finish off the sugya, kios Rav Huna Mekufra Pirsha, hahu de karmenei. There was such a situation where a shchimra supported his statement with a kinyan. Asla kamei de Rav, Amma, my eved loch, how can I help you? You didn't treat this like a regular matanis shchimra, and everybody will agree that it's treated like a matanis bari, and you can't change your mind.